This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. My name is Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here riding shotgun with me. And the most important part of this program is you, the fine listeners. So get to it. Dial us up and let us know what's on your mind today. If you do something spectacular for Memorial Day yesterday, you have some warm fuzzies still from the day, and in that you feel as though maybe this year was the year that you said, you know what, I am going to do something that I'll remember, and maybe that will be a tradition and a way to properly honor a fallen hero. I'd love to hear about it. I have a little version of it. I don't want to brag. Todd, would you buzz me if I'm bragging? You will, won't you?
Okay. Yeah.
Anything worse than a bragger. Anyway, yeah, so I don't want to brag. I often think about that when I talk about this being the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, but that's a fact.
I hit the buzzer before you said that's a fact. I thought you were just bragging there.
It's also a way of thanking the audience, right? Reminding them, without them, we're toast. So I don't think that's a brag, but if it is, Todd will throw the buzzer. So yesterday during the program, we had a Memorial Day program. We were talking about a number of the Memorial Day services that were happening. And we checked in with some folks up in Sherwood, North Dakota, found out about the longest running international day of commemoration for Memorial Day. 80 years they do up in Sherwood. And include their Canadian brothers and sisters, and it's really kind of a cool deal. So that was neat. Found out about that, and somebody sent us a text in the middle of the show. And I had started a few days before, last week, I was digging into, is there any one place you can go in North Dakota where we can, you know, see a memorial to every North Dakotan that's fallen, serving us. I'd like that, wouldn't you? You know, just in one spot. I was aware of Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm not sure if it was a memorial. I just remember there being a commemoration. I think there's a memorial of some kind. I'm not sure if it has the names on it or not. But my point is this. I shouldn't really have to wonder. I don't know. But it was very hard. We couldn't get the names. We're calling the North Dakota National Guard. We're asking around. We got Guard and Reserve. And did we ever get an answer? Reb, did we ever get an answer back? No, we haven't. And we started this, you know, almost a week ago. And all I really wanted was to say Civil War through War on Terror. Is there a list that exists of North Dakota? Long story short, I did read the list of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans that had fallen. And again, that was a National Guard list. That wasn't an active duty list, because it's 14 for National Guard and 20-some for active duty. And somebody sent a text. And they said, what about all those we lost in Vietnam? And it was like a lightning bolt. For one, I often say, big talker, that of all of our veterans, the Vietnam vets deserve our very special thanks. And the reason I say that is because Iraq and Afghanistan, heroes come home, there's a hero's welcome. It wasn't so much for World War II vets, and obviously I've not heard enough stories about the Korean conflict to know, you could tell me, but I've heard great stories from World War II vets about came home, dad picked me up at the train, threw a shovel in my hand the second I got home. With a pair of gloves, you went to work. That was your welcome home. I mean, there wasn't much of the hoopla there. But Vietnam veterans, what did they get? They got called baby killers. They got spit on. I mean, that's awful. I had a fella come up to me somewhere out in, I don't remember where, but it was Western North Dakota, grabbed him by my jacket, pulled me over and said, I will never forget. Never forget how I was treated when I came back. And I said, I feel horrible about that. It's terrible. I asked him to give me his worst example, and it didn't. I won't go into great detail because I'm telling it, not him. And I remember exactly what he said, but I'll give you a few clues. He walked into a gathering, might have been a party, might have been alcohol and other things involved at the party, and he was called a baby killer by someone who's now a rather prominent figure in the Democratic Party in North Dakota. I'll just leave it at that. I'm saying that's the kind of things. This guy was visibly upset about that how many decades later. So this text comes in. I get this lightning bolt. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we track down the Vietnam veterans list from North Dakota. Every, by city. A to Z by city, each of the members. So we read it, kind of like they do the victims of 9/11, on 9/11, from Ground Zero. We read every single one. I don't know, how many was it, Todd? Like 200 or something.
I don't know, but you read it three times because you read it on the What's Your Mind replay, and I played that on our new news just because it was so powerful.
Yeah, it really was. So, again, not bragging, just that was the moment that will stay with me. For a long time for Memorial Day. And guess what? I'm 52, never done that before, been on the radio a lot of Memorial Days, and I will never let a Memorial Day pass without doing it again as long as I am drawing breath and have a microphone to do it on. Because I think it's the least we can do. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It really is. So if there was a moment like that for you yesterday, please share it with us. Let us know. Love for you to do that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm starving, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not hungry. I'm starving for a story to sink my teeth into locally. I really am. I want to dig into a story and really find something. John from Carrington just sent us a text that, hey, you seen that new HeightCamp commercial? It's by a super PAC. Forward something or another. I don't remember exactly. It's all about B-52s and drones and what a supporter of the military Heidi Heitkamp is. They must think she's running. Well, she wrote the ad, John. You know, not literally, but, you know, that's always a wink-wink, nod-nod deal. So clearly that's what that ad is designed to do. And ironically, two things about that ad. And is this the local story to sink my teeth into? I don't know. Maybe. I think this bores people. Myself, but you tell me if I'm wrong, you know, how campaigns are financed. I think one very smart Washington, D.C. person predict there will be $100 million spent on the Senate race in North Dakota, which is just a ridiculous amount of money for a Senate race in North Dakota. But when I see an ad starting this early, when she hasn't even run, then I do get a little suspicious. Now, Heidi Heitkamp is a sponsor or a co-sponsor of some legislation. So that you are not able to see an ad like that without knowing who's paying for it, as in who the donors are to these different groups. And now she's doing it. So these anonymous donors from out of state doing exactly for her what she is saying she doesn't want done for her or anybody. You can't make it up. That ad is happening for one reason. Heidi Heitkamp's numbers are not good in North Dakota. They're not good. They're not horrible. They're not great. The straight talk here, they're not good. For a senator looking at a reelect, the state of North Dakota, they're not good. And they have been falling for some time. Hillary Clinton really pulled her down, and she's come up a little bit, but they're still in the good, far from great category, not horrible. That's designed to have you say, I think I like her a little bit more, and have those numbers go up a little bit, which then helps her raise even more money. See? So it's just kind of a game. That's what's going on there. I'm still not 100% sure she's running for re-election, but I think she wants to. I think it depends on who her opponent is, honestly. But, you know, is that the big story? I mean, we have, well, it is May, and, you know, rip off a few of the sheets on the calendar there, and we'll be, you know, in the fall, and then we'll be a year to election. So, you know, we're a year and a half away. You care about that? I don't know. But I really want your help on it. I do. I want your help on it. I have some commencement, well, two commencement speeches that I want to compare and contrast and see which you like better and have you unpack the message a little bit with me today on the program. I have that because it's graduation season. Congrats to the grads, by the way. Way to go. That's a great accomplishment. High school and college graduates out there, big, big day. Also, Pat Buchanan is going to be here. He wrote a book called Nixon's White House. Nixon's White House Wars, actually. The battles that made and broke a president and divided America forever. The contrast to the current situation with the Trump White House are pretty amazing. He'll be here next hour. Want your calls, 800-228-0550. Give me a ring.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Your life can change with a trip to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked to the customers of Hot Spring Spas. They tell us every day is made better with a Hot Spring Spa. Becca from Buxton, a great example, loves the Ace Saltwater System. She'll tell you why in just a moment. Find out for yourself by stopping at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, and online at hotspringnd.com. Becca, what system did you go with?
We went with the saltwater system. I would highly recommend that. Your skin and everything is so soft when you get out, and it doesn't fade your swimming suits, and we really, really enjoy that feature of the spa.
The folks at Hot Springs invented the Ace saltwater system, so it is the best of the best, really ingenious, and that not only, as you say, makes the water so much better, but also makes just everything easier in the way of maintenance and everything, so those are fantastic, and you love that as well, huh?
Yep, definitely a bonus. The hot springs is low maintenance, almost no maintenance, from fill to just keeping it clean. It's just been so much easier. The draining is easier. The cleaning of the filters is easier. It's been great. I'm really just in love with it.
So it's fair to say that every day is made better with your hot spring spa?
Every day has been made better.
Every day made better. For Becca and her family? And for you, too, when you go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What was your hair stand up in the back of your neck kind of moment yesterday for Memorial Day? Have one? Do anything you're really proud of for the vets? Let us know at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Put that on your speed dial. 258-0550 is the local number. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. There's a bunch of numbers. I'll say them one more time, nice and slow, and then I'm not going to say them for a while. Because you'll have them, and you can use them. 258-0550. It's a local Bismarck Mandan number right into the mothership, 550K Fire. Okay? 701 area code, obviously. Or 800, wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. And the text number for Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, 701-226-8503. We love your calls. One call does it all. Right here to What's on Your Mind. We'd love for you to call Eric and the team at Delta Constructors. They get it done, folks. Call Delta first. If you're in the oil business and you need solutions and turnkey services to do it all. Flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, electrical instrumentation, they do it all. They really do. One call does it all. And same to hear on the program. Mark and Goodrich called us yesterday, and I thought it was some great advice. See if you agree. Mark and Goodrich, what's on your mind?
When honoring our veterans in active duty military, I think actions speak louder than words. And we need to do our part as civilians to uphold the oath.
There you go. Do our part as citizens to uphold that oath. What is our civic duty? Anyway. All right. So, I'm also looking for a good local story to sink my teeth into. I asked before the break, is that the Senator Heitkamp Senate race? Listener says I can listen to stories, the truth, about Democrat hypocrisy and corruption all day long. Everybody feels that way. You're weary from it a little bit. I mean, I'm a fighter, right? For instance, the whole Donald Trump stuff right now doesn't even faze me. I think it's ridiculous. And by the way, there's some things I could point to that Trump could do better, but it's all around the margins. It isn't a meltdown. This is a witch hunt. This is the swamp fighting back. This is ridiculous. Russia, 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 Russia. When people out here in real America are saying, wait a minute, you yahoos screwed up healthcare worse than anything? We have a $20 trillion debt and you keep spending. We have open borders. We have ISIS on the run. See the latest ISIS attack? At an ice cream parlor? In Iraq? Folks, how many years do you think before some ice cream parlor attacks happen? Not in Iraq, not in London, but in middle America. This is the stuff people care about, isn't it? So, as long as the noise is swirling around, you know, I can take it or leave it. I'll weigh in and engage and welcome your opinion anytime on any of these stories, but I don't think they're consuming us. We're waiting for the real action to begin, and until it does, as the battle of the swamp happens, take care of things at home, right here. So those are the stories we love to sink our teeth into. We're here to serve you, so just let us know. That's if you want to have us tackle. Dwayne at Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Oh, I've got a business in the Bismarck Mandan area, and one of my customers came in last week, and he was telling me something kind of disturbing. He was over in Fargo at one of the Walmarts, and he said that it appeared to be the time of day he was there, but if that made a difference to that, I don't know. But he said the whole store just seemed like it was full of what he said was Somalians, but I don't know if they were or not, but yeah, obviously people are immigrants is what they look like. Anyway, he said that he was waiting in line to check out at one of the checkouts, And these two big Somalian guys, this is his words, came up to me and asked him what he was doing there. And the guy said, well, I'm just buying groceries. I'm going to meet my wife. And they told him in no uncertain terms that this is their store. And he wants to shop at Walmart. He should go to the Walmart on the south side of town because this is theirs. And he should not be in this store. Well, my point is, you know, these people that don't want to check out people coming into our country, this is the kind of thing they end up with. Because you get, how do you keep the bad guys out? Unless you check them out and see who are the bad guys. And then they're going to come in and tell you you can't stop in your own Walmart, in your own town. Unfortunately, that's what we're getting.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's a stupid statement by those two. And obviously, if I were Walmart, I would do everything in my power to make sure the authorities were alerted to the harassing behavior going on from some people that obviously anybody could do that, right? In this case, I have been to that Walmart. There is a large Somali refugee population that lives around that that area in the apartments around there. So it's not unusual to go there and have a large, you know, a number of refugees there. I will tell you this. I've been there sometimes 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night where it gets a little later. And my daughter, she is always working on some kind of a craft project. So we're always on the hunt for some kind of something or another that isn't at that store or the other store. So we'll go Hobby Lobby to this one, to that one. And, you know, there have been a couple of times I've been in there where I'm like, you know, we're leaving here. I'm getting you out of here. I don't like this. So I know what your friend's talking about, Duane. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to say it's happening just because they're refugees, but I'm saying it happens, and Walmart better get control there. But what's the solution to something like that, right? I mean, I don't know if there's a, you know, if I'm Walmart, again, I'm not going to have anybody harassing my customers. I think I'd probably start there. And I think the larger issue of saying, okay, how many refugees can North Dakota accommodate? What does it cost us? How many do have encounters with law enforcement? You know, how many more instructors does it require in our schools, right? What are the impacts for aid that happen? A lot of questions, which, you know, a guy like Dave Pepcorn, who's a Fargo City Commission member, starts asking that question, then people run around and call him racist and want to, you know, gather signatures to have a recall election against the guy. This is crazy. That's the insanity that happens. It swings so far the other way. That's the only thing I can
think of. Well, another issue is I've been watching on the news this morning where, like, you get these people in who are the grand plan of things to help.
Hang on a second, Duane. Don't go anywhere. I want to hear your story, but we're up against the break. Just heard the part about what was on the news.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Join us in a little bit. Talk about his new book. He's quite the author. Old Pat Buchanan. His new book is called Nixon's White House Wars: The Battles That Made and Broke a President and Divided America Forever. I always enjoy my conversation with Pat Buchanan. I don't always agree with him. But, you know, he was talking about things, the death of the West, remember that? And a version of the wall long before Donald Trump arrived on the political scene. You know, so he was a little bit ahead of his time. But it's just always enjoyable to talk with a guy. Soak it all in. So we'll do that coming up. We have the commencement addresses. Quite different. Actually, I'll tell you who they are. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and Donald Trump. Zuckerberg at Harvard, Trump at Liberty University. I just pulled a couple excerpts, and I want to play them for you and just talk about what you take from them. All right? A whole conversation about that. That's in honor of all you graduates coming up on the program, so stay tuned for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. If you're looking for a really good job, Polar Service Center is the place, up to $32 an hour. Really, that's all I need to tell you. Up to $32 an hour. Well, I should tell you they're really good benefits, okay? And I can tell you it's a good company. And they have service centers, so they're looking for technicians, tanker, trailer experience, you know, service riders, welders, diesel mechanics, trailer technicians. $32 an hour, great benefits. Polar Service Center, Kildare, Williston, Billings, Montana. Call Gary right now. Or if you have a loved one that's in this line of work, call them and say, $32 an hour and you can be in North Dakota. Gary, 701-495-3592. Okay? You give Gary at Polar Service Center a call and say, Scott Hennon said, I'm supposed to call you, and you got a great job waiting. 701-495-3592. Dwayne and Bismarck, you were telling me about something we didn't have time to finish the story, so go ahead and tell me the rest of your story, what you saw.
Well, I pretty much got you just of it here. We can't even shop at Walmart without these illegal immigrants, or illegal, whichever.
No, there was a story after that. I got the Walmart immigrant story, but you had one after that, one other thing you wanted to share, and we didn't have enough time.
Okay, well, I was listening to the news, and I keep hearing the same old thing, and they happen to be interviewing. And I'm not necessarily picking on Somalians. It just happened to happen. They were talking about, they were going on the street talking about Minneapolis, where they got their opinions of what the people thought about Trump. You know, the the Somalian population. And then the Somalian population are talking about how, I think that their law is called Sharia law.
Sharia law.
Sharia.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. They said, well, we have the Sharia law. We really don't care about the U.S. laws and how the U.S. does things. There's a huge problem here. When these people come here, they try to turn wherever they're settled in the United States into their homeland. They bring all their problems with them. They bring their way and their law with them. They bring lots of things that are not necessarily good. And when they come into this country, we should try to get them to become part of the country and filter into the general population rather than get them over in an area by themselves and call it Little Somalia or whatever.
Yeah, another good idea there.
If they don't become a productive part of society within a short amount of time, meaning getting a job, supporting themselves, they should be sent back. Because we don't need to have any more people on welfare lists. And if they're willing, able-bodied, or not willing, but able-bodied, that can be productive, or they should be sent to a trade school, or something should be done to get them productive rather than just being on the streets getting in trouble.
And they tell us many are. But again, those are the kind of stats that, for whatever reason, they choose not to actually, put all together. I'd love to know what percentage of that. You know, first of all, the idea of someone in harm's way coming to America to have that promise is fine. Many of us can point to our ancestors and say that's great. That want to actually come here and go to work, and many do. Okay, many do. We should point that out. However, not all of them do. And how about this? Law enforcement. Law enforcement officials do not track the amount of, in other words, if you're here as a refugee, you're getting a special treatment. All right. Now you no doubt went through a difficult time to get that, but the point is, you're getting something that a lot of people in this world would like, an opportunity to come to the United States of America. There is, in my mind, nothing wrong with saying you will not break the law. And when you do, that should go into a database to say, okay, X percent of these refugees did, and to do just exactly what you're saying, Duane. All right, you do that once, twice. How many times before you're sent back home? Last point on this. This is how liberals define compassion. Writing checks. Not asking questions. Right? Come on, that's fine. Come on. Many times, by the way, it's motivated to get more voters and a bleeding heart. But come on, no questions. That's tough love is in fact love. To say, here's the deal. To your point. Yes, you can all live in one apartment. I wouldn't. I'd assimilate. All right? You break the law, you're gone. You're back on a plane and you're gone. We'll seize whatever you get. Now, I would also say to conservatives, sometimes you say, "Ah, boy, if you're not from here, get out of here. You're done." No, honestly, the majority of these refugees who come here are employed and helping in the workforce. We do have a workforce issue here, but there needs to be a balance between to say, "Okay, if you're following the rules, you're law abiding, it's great." Last thing I'll say on this, I want an assessment of the whole thing. What does it cost us? And by us, I mean local, state, federal government, to vet these refugees, to get them here, to place them here. Total cost. LSS, everything else, federal government, every penny. What does it cost us? If there is a way that they don't have to come here, and it costs less, that should be considered. And very often, that's the case as well. But again, that gets away from the wing of the Democratic Party, just wants more voters and doesn't care, doesn't want to ask questions. It's my opinion. I want yours. Thank you, Duane. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some off-air calls have rolled in. Ed and Minot. What's Ed got to say, Todd? I want to hear from Ed. Todd over wrestling the EAS, or what is he doing over there?
Our military. Good morning. You know, this is really sad. I mean, it's sad that Heidi Heitkamp has to lean on our military men and women, real heroes, to try to boost herself and her standings. I mean, that's bad. That's bad, you know? Use real people to help somebody stand you up. Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, Ed. First of all, politicians, by their very nature, Republican and Democrat, tend to want to rub elbows as much as possible with members of the military. No, it just happens. In this case, it is, you know, look, I think the same way I think of the commercial where she's, you know, walking in some field talking about, I'm not for Barack Obama. I'm going to go take him on. And she did L zero, goose egg, nada, Zippo on those pipelines. Nothing. Didn't lift a finger. Then when she gets the actual chance to help the oil and gas industry, where the oil and gas industry is clamoring for her help, and she's the deciding vote on getting rid of the EPA's ridiculous punitive rule on North Dakota, on something we were already doing, she tells people in the industry she'll vote for it, and she votes against it? Are you kidding me? When she had a chance to help the oil and gas industry by, you know, making sure the sanctions stayed on Iran, and you didn't have a larger competitor from a rogue state like Iran, what'd she do? She votes with Barack Obama. Oh. See, I go back to the farm field commercial. I go, phony, baloney, phony, baloney. But enough people in North Dakota get that, which is why she's having to run an ad with a bunch of military hardware to talk about how much she's done. I know you better than to think you're buying that. All right. Another caller, different opinion, but about Hillary and Heidi. Go ahead and roll that.
God, Alan, what's Hillary Clinton? What did she do to Heidi Heitkamp to get her, I don't know. You think like Hillary Clinton's telling her what to do or whatever? I don't know. I don't know about that one, Scott Anderson. That's kind of funny.
I don't think I said Hillary is telling Heidi what to do. What I said was her numbers had tanked during the presidential campaign because she was tied to Hillary Clinton and Heidi Heitkamp are thought by a lot of folks to be, you know, birds of a feather. Okay? And so that didn't help her. That Hillary always out there. And then, you know, even though she pretty much hid through much of that, her numbers tanked. So it wasn't Hillary telling Heidi what to do. It's just that the timing of the whole darn thing. Let's see here. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Great. How are you?
I don't want to talk politics. I just want to talk about my day yesterday, which was tremendous. I think Memorial Day is all about gratitude and appreciation, showing respect for people that have come and gone before us, that have helped us in some way, because the world sure in the hell didn't begin when I came about. I visited my parents up there at Sunset Memorial. Seen a couple old buddies up there that we raised more hell than Charlie Sheen could imagine. They've been gone for 35 years. And then the topper, I got invited to a birthday party to a lady that took me in, into her family. She's 92 years old now. And she took, her family took me in when I didn't have a pot to piss in. And that's truly amazing. That's gratitude, love, appreciation, and showing respect for the people that have come and gone before you.
As it ever. Thanks for sharing that story, Mike. Appreciate
it.
The show is always about what you want to talk about. We did ask for your Memorial Day stories, and that's a good one about gratitude. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Doug Haley, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles pass a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Scott, my Memorial Day moment occurred this morning while watching Fox News. It showed what happened when President Trump met the 5-year-old son of a Marine that died in service to the country. And they had the Marine's widow and the 5-year-old boy on this morning. Yeah, people keep ripping Trump. Obama would have never done anything like this. Nothing close.
I saw a tweet that Kellyanne Conway put out about that shortly after the memorial service at Arlington National Cemetery. And she said something to the effect that was very moving. So. Neat story. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. By the way, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Drone Focus 2017. Folks at Emerging Prairie are putting that on. And a two-day event with industry professionals and Drone Focus Fest and all kinds of things. It's really a conference designed to serve as a platform for anyone out there that is looking to build their business or their knowledge or simply get in a room to network with fellow enthusiasts and learn more about what's going on in our region. So that'll be kind of cool. National Autonomous Vehicle Day is the 31st. Kind of a big deal. Yeah. If you want to find out more about this, emergingprairie.com, emergingprairie.com. You can still sign up, and we'll be there tomorrow. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. As soon as I get my mouse to cooperate here. What's on your mind, Henry?
Good morning.
Hi there, sir.
Hey, the only reason I'm calling is I listened to your interview with the AARP, and you kind of built them up as this non-biased, nonpartisan organization. I mean, they're as bad as Black Lives Matter and Acorn and all that. I was just curious on your motivation of being so nice to that group that quotes bad CBO numbers and doesn't want to repeal Obamacare. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. So maybe you can elaborate on that.
Well, first of all, I think what you're referring to is the language they use in their commercial in which they talk about it. We did mention this on Friday that they are a sponsor of the program. And honestly, we appreciate that, right? Now, do we agree with everything the AARP does? No. So if you recall in the interview, one of my primary questions was when he was quoting concerns about the current Health Care Act, he was using CBO numbers that had just come out. And I said, simple question. How often has the CBO been wrong? And he did admit that they had been wrong before and quite often. And his answer to that was, well, we really don't have anything else to use. So, I think he was challenged in the interview. I don't think it was, a kissy, 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 kissy. But I also believe, honestly, and we're working on some other folks on the healthcare front. We're going to dig into that one a little bit as well. I don't know about you. You hear these soundbite stories or read something in the newspaper, and I'm dumber by the time I get done watching them. And they make you stupid. I mean, you learn nothing from them. It's a bunch of gobbledygook, and I'm just really tired of that because even the CBO thing is a prime example. Everybody running around acting as though the CBO numbers saying more people will be uninsured. Well, they always say more people will be uninsured, and they're wrong. And guess what? More people were becoming uninsured every single day under Obamacare. So tell me something that matters. You know, okay, we got a problem. More and more people are uninsured. What do you do about it? How are you going to fix it? That's the stuff I want to know from these people. And so, we're going to be digging into that one a little bit more. But, them being bipartisan or nonpartisan, I think by law, by their tax code, they have to be. I think many people disagree with that just because they always tend to sway towards the, big government solution to things, Henry. But anyway, we'll have them back. And something else you should know, if any guest is on, and you think I'm, sort of out to lunch or being too nice or, sort of going soft, and I forget the terms you used, please call. Please call and say, hey, I want in on this. I want to ask him a question. Because phones are always open for every one of our guests, so we always welcome that, too. Make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, what part I missed, I didn't catch that, so I apologize, because I didn't realize they were a sponsor. So that's a part you try to listen. And you got interruptions and stuff, so I missed the part that they were a sponsor.
Well, but just so you know, it doesn't mean you're off the hook from answering tough questions. That's my point. I think, the lingo you heard that kind of brushed you back a little bit was from their ad, and that's obviously their ad. But, that didn't stop us from asking tough questions. And we always will. Appreciate the call, Henry. Thank you very much. Let me go to some texts here. The exposed White House leaks that are to be fired for leaking classified information, shouldn't this administration be a little tougher on the leftover Obama flunkies and indict them with federal charges? I agree. I don't know if you remember, but when President Trump was recently overseas and he had the bombing at the concert, there was information about that investigation that was leaked by the U.S. The Brits came out and said, we're mad. We apologized. And President Trump put out a statement saying, we are going to prosecute these people. They need to get to it. No question about it. Text, you should look into InfoWars. Alex Jones' breaking story today. It'll come out at 11. Should be big info. All right? Texter says, I listened to President Trump's address on TV at the Tomb of the Unknown. He honored several who gave their lives for our country. I was sewing rank on Air Force uniforms as the speech unfolded. Also, I remember when Memorial Day was always on May 30th. It was a good speech. I heard it as well and appreciated it. And really glad to know he also went on to meet with some families of the fallen. I ended up on Main Street at 11 a.m. yesterday morning. My granddaughter and I saw the Freedom Riders. Wish I would have had my flag to wave my heart proud. I also was very impressed with the amount of people lining Main Street. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Thank you all very much. Short break, back with another hour. Pat Buchanan, the one and only, when we return, and some commencement addresses.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.